Hines, and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Dan Leo, speaking at Mass on September 9th, 2018, about his experience with the Encounter Christ small groups.
Hi, my name is Danilo, and I came here to tell you that I received a call. Yes, Nancy reached my phone to fit me in a small group, but I'm talking about a previous call. It was a call for a meeting, but a different type of meeting. Not an investment meeting, the reason why I came to the Bay Area 2 years ago. Different type of meeting. Brothers and sisters, the small group is the beginning of everything. The beginning of the defragmentation of a body, the body of Christ. It's when we put together our fragmented pieces of ourselves, as Jesus did with the apostles to teach them. I joined a small group 1 year ago. Now I feel like a real son in the arms of Father. The colleagues of my small group are close enough to my life to understand my relationship with Jesus. And it's also through them that I perceive the signs of God's presence in my life. Very subtle, but concrete, through advices and reflections of Jesus' words. I need to confess that I was a bit skeptical if that call was really a sign, but now I know that it was and it is, and I tell you why. I've been passing through deep experiences that I could share with people that are prepared to understand my reality. The process is very similar to an entrepreneurial life when you kind of travel to the future, come back, and want to convince others about the view you had. If you tell anyone, you'll be considered a crazy person. One evangelist that talks about another world. At least with schizophrenia, for expressing that you are or you have been listening voices or seeing awkward things. Nowadays, he speaks with me through my new body that was fragmented but is now getting crystallized with the great help of my group that is vivid, praying for his presence week after week. He's there. We can feel him. He is in the light of the candle we have in the center of the meeting. He is in our weekly readings in such an effective way that his words touch our hearts, reflecting our experiences and miseries. Fragments of beings that we can understand much better when we share with each other and feel we are loved, and that he is carrying us so lovely. This framework is well tested. If you are pro-science and would discuss the methodology, the architecture is trendy. In distributed ledgers, if you are a software engineer, entrepreneur, or investor, fascinated by new technologies and network. The lead engineer designed a small group with 12 apostles not with 24, 48, 96 members. There is a reason for that. Trust him. Let's try to find it together, encountering Christ the way he is teaching us through the church. So the first step is searching for him. We are all here because we are looking for him, inward and outward. When you meet with him through God's words, reflected in our friends' experience, we can encounter Christ everywhere. He's in the sacraments, he's in nature, he's inside us. Many bodies, formats and colors, blessings, real epiphany with no drugs or hallucinations. Brothers and sisters, we live in prison, a prison of thoughts and emotions, and we can't perceive this reality. But in one small group, we can see ourselves in others' lives, reflected by reflecting God's light. Because one person can't do anything alone. One group, guided by the light of Christ, can do a lot. If God's call touches your heart, try not to attend another call with an excuse of a busy life. Take the call, like I took this call to come here and try to communicate with my limited English, the language of God's love, a testimony of his presence in my life. We have several groups, all men, all women, young adults, women under 30, CGS parents, and several mixed groups available to take new members. Take this call, sign up after Mass with Nance Greenfield over here, our small groups coordinator. Thank you so much.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.